Listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news.
Join us for our weekly broadcast, His Abounding Grace, with Minister Vanessa Williams. That's every Tuesday at 7 p.m. On Wednesday afternoons at 1 p.m., join Reverend Gwendolyn Dixon for the Midday Glory Prayer Line. The dial-in number is 641-715-3580. The access code is 732-499. And Wednesday nights at 7 p.m., Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you. That's with Pastor Paul Morgan of Chosen Generation Ministries in Richmond, Virginia. On Thursdays, live at 12 noon, join Reverend Pat Randall for Declaring the Finished Work for an hour of worship, exhortation, and prayer. Reverend Ray and friends are here on Friday nights at 7 p.m. with the Joy of the Lord on Friday Night Joy. Sundays at 7 p.m., join Reverend Ray for Bread of Life for a Word in Season. And don't forget our monthly broadcast. First Mondays of every month at 7 p.m., be blessed with the teaching ministry of Apostle Shirley Jones on Lifeline. On third Mondays at 7 p.m., join Evangelist Lewis McElwain for Adoration, a broadcast of worship and ministries on the mission field. Second Saturdays of the month, join Reverend Curtis, Reverend Novena, and Minister Jordana for Bold and Beautiful, a youth and young adult broadcast setting the world on fire with the love of Jesus. And on fourth Saturdays, Alabaster Box at 7 p.m. with Prophetess Carla Johnson, where she shares a broad range of topics to help believers persevere and overcome. All broadcast times are Eastern Standard Time.
Christian Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He is good.
As a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, all of your gifts are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com. God bless you. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Amen. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Welcome to Declaring the Finished Work this afternoon. This is 12 noon Eastern Standard Time here in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. And I am blessed to see another day. This is your host, Reverend Pat Randall, here to declare the goodness of the Lord to you today. Amen. So I'm really excited about the word today that I will be sharing with you. We've been on this journey of God in a box, and this is actually part 9 of that series. And God is using this message to get all of us to get outside of this box mentality, these beliefs, and that consciousness of lack that restrains us from experiencing the fullness of God. God poured out himself upon us. He poured out his love through our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. And he wants us to experience all that he has poured out and has given of himself. So let's go forward with the word of God. Amen. But we're going to pray first. Amen. As always, Father, we thank you. We thank you for this day. This is the day that you have made. And we are forever mindful of that, that everything that we need in each day, you have provided for us. And we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, and we walk in the awareness that you are ever present with us, that you never leave us, you never forsake us, you are always with us, that you have chosen to make your home in us, with us. Hallelujah. And we thank you. We thank you for that. We thank you for all that you are revealing to us in this season, that despite all that we see going on in the world today, that there is a great goodness that cannot be overshadowed, which is the goodness that comes from you, who you are. You are greater than anything that we see coming out of the kingdom of darkness. And we thank you. We thank you that we can take courage, that we can have hope, that our hope in you will never be put to shame. You are our deliverer. You are our protector. You are our healer. And Lord Jesus, you are our soon coming King. And we give thanks. I thank you, Lord God, the anointing on the airways today. I thank you that no weapon formed against this broadcast shall prosper, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that your word will go forth to prosper the place for which you are sending. And we thank you. And we praise you. We glorify your name this day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Holy are you, Lord. Holy are you, Lord. Holy are you, Lord. We glorify your name. Be glorified, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And it's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. 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 The Spirit of the Lord is so prevalent in this moment right now. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for what you're doing in this very moment, that you are lifting scales off the eyes of the people so that they may see the glory of God, that they may be free of those things that weigh heavily on their hearts. I thank you that you're moving in this moment. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Move, Holy Spirit. Move, Holy Spirit. Move, Holy Spirit. Move, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. 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 Peace that passes all understanding. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are lifting the burdens off the back of your people. You're removing them. Hallelujah. Those burdens. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are healing the broken heart right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Your loving kindness, your tender mercies. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Soothing the hearts of your people right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning, our song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his Spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, and this is my song. I'm praising my Savior all the day long. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, what I love about God is how he moves in just unexpected ways. Amen. Glory to God. The way that his spirit is moving right now in this broadcast is actually unexpected. Unexpected. And yet, it is expected because he is good. And he moves in ways that we don't always understand what he's doing. But we do know that it's good. So in this moment, just receive what the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit himself, is giving you in this moment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His Spirit is here to heal. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're touching minds right now. Hallelujah. You're touching thought lives. And you're touching the emotional life. You're touching the physical life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And healing is moving through these areas. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. We just receive it. We receive it right now. We just rest and trust in what you are doing right here in this moment, Lord. For loving us so much. For loving us so much. Hallelujah. It is your love that keeps us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For you so loved us that you gave your son. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. You are our life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We've been placed in you. Glory to God. Where there is no death, but only life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we just let this life right now just consume us. Hallelujah. This life that only comes from God. Hallelujah. Fill all in all. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You're opening our hearts to receive in this moment. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Great, great is your mercy. Great is your compassion. Hallelujah. Your compassion is great. Hallelujah. Just rain down on us, Lord. Hallelujah. Rain down, rain down, rain down, washing away, hallelujah, all those things, hallelujah, that are hindering, just wash it away, like washing away the debris, like the rain that gives way to this cleanness, hallelujah, thank you. Thank you. You're purifying us. You're purifying us, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, your mercy. Oh, your loving kindness. Yere su oro shindare crede, arari oro narakare. Is moving, it's moving on us, Lord. You're moving on us, Lord. You're moving in us, Lord. Oh, yeah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. We give thanks. We give thanks. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Amen. So let me see if I can move into the message. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, the past three or four parts, we've been talking about culture. We're talking about the world's culture versus the culture of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And how when we're first born into this world, that we're introduced into the culture of this world. The households that we are born into, some may have a greater impact of the culture of this world, wherein others may be functioning less under the influence of the culture of this world. But whatever degree that we are exposed to as we're growing up, it changes who we are, who we were created to be, by exposing us to untruths. But the Lord Jesus Christ has made a way. He is the way. He is the truth, and he is the life. And though we are born into this broken world, that our deliverer brings us out to take us in to a promised land, a place of rest in him. Amen. So this part nine, we're going to look. I think I mentioned at the end of last week's broadcast that we were going to move into the culture of love. I'm going to speak a little bit about the culture of love in the world. But most of my time is going to be spent on the culture of the kingdom. Glory to God. So when we were under the world's culture of love, this is what we believed. We believed that we could only love those who loved us. That our love was conditional. We believed that love received from a person is what fulfills us. We believed that the lack of love from certain people defined us. We always love expecting something in return. We felt jilted if our love wasn't returned. We loved out of our brokenness in this world because that's what we had. We believed that someone loving us could heal us of this brokenness. We confused lust with love. We loved people the way we wanted to be loved instead of how they needed to be loved. We believed that love was a response to being loved. We believed that we could fall out of love. And that's just to name a few of the untruths that we are exposed to coming into this world's culture of love. We grow up and eventually we learn. We don't start out that way, but through exposure to other people, the culture of this world, we learn to love in a broken way. When we were born, we instinctively loved unconditionally. As children, if you watch children, they have this unconditional love. Even a child with an abusive parent will still love that parent because the love is unconditional. But as you stay in the environment of brokenness, it begins to change you. And you begin to unlearn loving unconditional. And then your love becomes conditional. That's what you have learned. A friend of mine, we were on a journey of discussion about love and what love, really looking at love. I had shared with her that early on in my conversion, God spoke to me that I should major on love, that's the center. That's the center focus, love. And I had to grow into what the Lord was actually speaking to me about majoring in love because I was had learned to love in a broken way. I assumed that it had something to do with me performing love. Me being able to love God, me being able to love people. And when you start off with that approach that this is what you must do, amen, because God commands us to love one another and to love our enemies, all those things. But when we start off with the perspective that we must perform this thing, we discover failure because we're loving out of our brokenness. And we can only love out of what is inside of us. Amen. So we are going to look at the kingdom of God and what love looks like in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, I have a lot of scriptures that I am going to be going through today. I'm speaking so slowly because the Spirit of the Lord is so prevalent right now. Glory to God. Right here where I am in His presence. But as I started to gather all these scriptures about love around me, something amazing happened. Just amazing. I was just so overtaken. You know, we talk about God loving us, but we don't always understand And I mean understand in our hearts, not in our minds, but in our hearts, that we know in our hearts just how much. But as we break through into freedom, into liberty, we discover new depths and new heights of God's love for us. And so that's what happened to me. Amazingly, as I was going through these scriptures, I just felt this download of love just overtaking me. And maybe that is why I'm experiencing what I'm experiencing right now. As I'm trying to get through this message, praise God, praise God. So I'm going to first start off with some scriptures that tell us how God loves us. How? Romans 5:10 says, "For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more, now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life." This is how God loves. He loved us, his enemies. And he reconciled us back to himself by the death of his son. And now that he has done this, he's saying much more. Now that he has reconciled us to himself, shall we be saved by his life? Saved by his life. And this saving is an ongoing saving. It's not just a one-time saving. It's a continual experience of this saving life that we have through Christ Jesus. Hebrews 12, starting in verse 2. I'm going to read just 2 to 3. "Looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured from sinners, from us, such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He endured the cross. Endured the cross so that we who were once hostile to him would not grow weary or faint-hearted. This is what his love has provided for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To not grow weary or faint-hearted. Oh, how God loves us. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 through 23. I'm going to do a lot of scripture reading, and I'm going to try not to teach too much in between. I may not be able to resist saying something about these scriptures, because these scriptures really sum everything up for us. Amen. And I encourage you to take time and go through these scriptures and just let them wash over you and take over you. Amen. Lamentations chapter 3, verse starting in verse 22. I'm going to read 22 and 23. "Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." Hallelujah. Great is your faithfulness. we're not consumed because of his great love and his compassion. His compassion toward us never fails. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. 1 John 4, 9 says this. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. Jesus was the demonstration of how much God loves us, how much our Father loves us, that he would send the Son. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So he's speaking to us in these last days through his Son. What is he speaking? He's speaking love. It's a love language. Hallelujah. This is the culture of the kingdom, God's kingdom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The next set of scriptures I'm going to read to show us God's love towards us and the nature of this love that he has towards us. 1 John 3:1. See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He lavished his love on us and called us his children. Ephesians 2, verses 4 and 5. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace I have been saved. Hallelujah. By grace. By grace. By grace. Not by works, but by his loving kindness, by his mercy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 42:8 says, by day the Lord directs his love. At night, his song is with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Amen. 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 Psalm 94:18 says, when I said, my foot is slipping, your unfailing love, Lord, supported me. Psalm 86:5, you, Lord, are forgiving and good, abounding in love to all who call to you. Hallelujah. This familiar chapter, 1 Corinthians 13, which is known as that love chapter, it really describes the kind of love, the agape love, the love of God. God's love is patient and kind. It does not envy or boast, is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It's not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. The one thing that remains is love. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when the perfect comes, the partial will pass away. What is this perfect? This perfect love. When this perfect love comes, the partial, the imperfect will pass away. The more we are filled with the love of God, the more we know, the more we see. Love brings clarity. It brings a vision that has no limit to it. That's what God's love does. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isaiah 49:15-16. Can a mother forget the baby at her breast? I will never forget. I have engraved you in the palm of his hand. Glory to God. 1 Corinthians 2:9. Eye has not seen or ear heard all that the Lord has prepared for those who love him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This is a love that just gives and gives and gives and gives. Eye has not seen or ear heard all that the Lord has prepared for those who love him. Hallelujah. Psalm 30:5. For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. A lifetime. Weeping may stay for the night, but rejoicing comes in the morning, because he loves us. This love gives us the ability to endure that weeping that stays for the night. But waking up, we rejoice because we know that we are loved. We rejoice because we are loved, and we are loved forever. Forever. And that overtakes sorrow. It overtakes loss. This love, only this agape love, this love from God can do that, can heal us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Psalm 30:5. Oh, no, I did that one. Psalm 103:8. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. And I love this one from Songs of Songs. Hallelujah. Or Songs of Solomon. Chapter 8:6. It says, it's talking about love. Place me, love, like a seal over your heart, like a seal on your arm. For love is as strong as death, its jealousy unyielding as the grave. It burns like blazing fire, like a mighty flame. This love, God's love, is like a mighty flame, and it burns the dross out of our lives. Hallelujah. just continuously purifying us so that we can receive more of this love, this all-consuming love. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 3, 11 and 12. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline and do not resent his rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those he loves as a father the son he delights in. And we know that how God disciplines us is not through tragedy. Do you discipline your children by breaking their arm, by causing great sorrow? This father is even greater than a natural father, and his love is perfect. And when he chastens us, when he disciplines us, he disciplines us as a loving father. And we're able to bear under his rebuke because he loves us. And we know that he loves us. And that when he is angry at the sin that the enemy introduced into this world, into our lives. He's angry at that, because he knows it's robbing us, it's harming us. And his anger is kindled against sin, against anything that would harm his children. That's how great his love is for us. I think about the story that Jesus shared about the son who asked for his inheritance before his father even died. And he took it and he left home and he squandered it on just wild and reckless living. And when it was all spent, all those who were hanging around him when he had were gone. He was becoming hungry. The lack was so great in his life that he almost yielded himself to eating with the pigs, eating what the pigs were eating. But he had an awakening and he said, let me go home to my father, because even if he doesn't accept me as a son, I'll be a hired servant, because even the servants in my father's household are living much greater, living better. And he goes home, not realizing that his father has been looking, waiting. And when his father sees him from afar, he runs towards him. He doesn't even wait for him to come to him. He runs the minute he sees him coming toward him. He immediately responds. He immediately responds and he runs to this son, this prodigal son who'd gone astray and left the good place that his father had provided for him. But his father didn't even give him the opportunity to even speak those things of regret, to ask for forgiveness. The father already knew his heart. He knew that his son had been broken by the sin of the world. And he was returning to him broken And his father received him and put a robe, this glorious robe on his back, and a ring on his finger identifying who he is, and sandals on his feet. Gave a feast celebrating the return of the son. That's the culture of the love of God in his kingdom. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I'm going to stop right here. I thought I was going to be able. I have so many, many more scriptures. I'm going to just read just a few more before I stop. And these scriptures speak of the position that we have in the love of God. Romans 8:35 says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword?" Then verse 38 goes on to say, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." He has anchored us in his love. Hallelujah. 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 Know this in your heart. You've been anchored in his love. And nothing can separate you from him, from his love. Hallelujah. 1 John 4:18 says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment." We no longer have to fear. His love is perfect. His love is perfect towards us. And it drives out every fear. Every fear. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We don't have to fear punishment. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 It drives out fear, because a lot of the things that we do that are against the commandments of God is because of we fear. We fear that we're going to lack something. We're going to miss something. We're not going to have something. And when we act out of that fear of loss, causes us, because there's an anxiety, there's a worry, causes us to do things that are outside of the love of God. Anything outside of the love of God is sin. Anything outside of the love of God is sin. 1 John 4:18 says, "There is no fear in love." Oh, I just read that, but it's worth reading again. "There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment." Psalm 143:8 says, "Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love." Hallelujah. Let the morning, when I wake up, let the day bring me word of your unfailing love, Jesus. That's our day. We wake up in the unfailing unfailing love of God. Galatians 5:22-23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. The fruit of the Spirit. Love is a fruit of the Spirit, not a work, but a fruit. Abiding in Him, it causes us to bear the fruit of love and joy and peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, just by keeping our minds stayed on Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Continually reminding ourselves that we are a much loved child. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Living in the knowledge of His faithfulness and His perfect love towards us. Hallelujah. It produces fruit. Jesus, 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 Jesus. And against such things as this fruit that comes out of the Spirit, there's no law. There is no law against it. There's no law. I'm going to stop right here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I always think I'm going to get further than I'm going to get. But you know what? The Holy Spirit is flowing the way He wants to flow. Amen. So we'll pick back up on the culture of love in God's kingdom. And I'm going to move into the scriptures that show us that this love that God is commanding, He is the one that creates the ability in us to love. He causes us to love Him and to love others. The very thing that He is asking of us, He gives to us so that we have something to give. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord Jesus, I just thank you. I thank you for the words that you have written and the words that you speak to us even now about how much you love us and the kind of God that you are. Your nature is to love. Your way is to love. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I thank you. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your love drives out all our fears. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Your loveliness changing my unworthiness. Oh Lord, I receive your love. Oh Lord, your tenderness changing my bitterness. Oh Lord, I receive your love. 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 I receive. Oh Lord, I receive your love. Hallelujah. Your loveliness changing my unworthiness. Hallelujah. Your tenderness just cleansing me of all bitterness. Hallelujah. That's your love. I receive it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He came into the world not to condemn the world, but that through him the world might be saved. So, if you're here listening now, amen to all these scriptures that I just finished reading about our Father who created us, who loved us into existence. And you have not said yes to receiving the gift of his Son as your Lord and Savior. Just say, yes, Lord. Today I receive. I receive your forgiveness. Hallelujah. Your forgiveness of sin. Recognizing that there's nothing that I can do to change my life but you, your love. Hallelujah. Your love transforms me. And I receive your Son, Christ Jesus, as my Lord and as my Savior. Call upon him, and you shall be saved. Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for joining me today on this broadcast. Amen, 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 and amen.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry, we are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page.